I present the prophet of the Almighty Baller.
I want to talk about this article I pulled up, which is Terrence Ross is improving defensively in both flashy and subtle ways, but on the other hand, we should really talk about DeMar Carroll.
Yeah, that's
so bad. He's out on a pretty severe knee injury, and players who are 30, and he's, I think, 29. Let's see how old he is. DeMar Carroll age.
Did he ever play on those Florida teams? I think he was on those Florida teams.
No, he went to Missouri.
Oh, never mind then.
Mizzou. He's 29. And I think 29-year-old players generally...
It's getting up there a little bit.
Generally don't come back from severe season-long knee injuries and are as good as they were. And plus, last year was a flash in the pan. So, well, it might be a flash in the pan. How good is he going to be when he comes back? Because
he's definitely going to be hampered, and he's really good on wing defense, you know, and that's going to be...
Well, he's a really skinny guy. He weighs like 210 pounds or something.
He's like 6'8", isn't he?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Dude. He's really light, and then now he has this knee injury. How much does he weigh? 212 pounds.
Oh my god, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Okay, so, and now he's got a bad knee. So, wing defense. And the reason I know
he's
so skinny...
That's what they use him for, right? I mean, that's his main asset.
Yeah, 3 and D, right?
Yeah, you can knock him.
Yeah. Someone else is way skinnier than people realized. Who's way skinnier? Oh, Will Barton on the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, that's too skinny.
160. He's 6'6".
What?
Yeah.
That's what I weigh, man.
Yeah, right?
5'9".
That dude can play there, man.
Yeah.
That dude can play.
He's in the dunk contest.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
The man gets up. But anyway.
So is DeMar Carroll going to be good coming back?
I mean, we can't know that. I think it's obvious how he fits into the team and how he can make it better. You know, get them a stronger wing presence. Let them have an extra defender. That gives DeMar some more time to rest, too. Keeps him moving around because he plays great defense.
They have two DeMars, and they're the only two DeMars in the league.
What's DeMar?
Fun
DeMar,
fact. Is it DeMar A?
But either way, they do have sort of that. And that's a good duo for them, and a good pair of wings to put next to Lowry and Valanciunas.
Yeah.
It's just like you said, you can't ever really... I know, I'm just knocking everything over. It's like you said, you just can't really predict that shit because knee injuries are crazy, and it's basketball. My man is jumping up, and even at his smaller size, putting hundreds of pounds on his knee, pressure dozens of times a game.
Well, he was never...
Is he for sure going to return this season, even? Is there any
hope
that he comes back and able to play effectively? Cause
okay, yeah, that's the thing. Is he'll almost definitely be back, but will he be back...
Effectively.
Right, yeah.
Well, is it worth it putting him on the floor? Is he going to be able to hold his own out there with being hampered? Because you're going to be hampered by that regardless of recovery, you know?
And my concern is, will he ever be the same, too? I think that that's a legitimate question to ask. Because once you get to be 30, there's some serious question marks about having... I mean, knee injuries, you know, there's... There's Achilles, and then ACL, and the knee injuries. Those are...
Or foot, big man.
Right, yeah. And that's what you don't want to hear when you're 30, you know?
Yeah.
Now, he's 29, so he's not quite 30. So, that'll be really interesting to see.
He's 29, he hasn't played a ton of minutes in his career.
Well, yeah, and is that good or bad?
As far as injury recovery, good.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these things, you know, the age 30 injury thing has a lot to do with repetition
minutes.
And pressure on the body,
yeah.
Like minutes like that. But the fact is, he hasn't put as much repetitive stress on his knees.
Yeah, I mean, this is the first thing
the same
that's
way
like really used him well, I think, right?
Yeah.
The Hawks last year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, okay. He's only been effectively utilized.
Yeah, he's only been playing
like
major minutes for...
That's scary, right? Because, like, who was the guy on the Pacers last year? The guard who all of a sudden was shooting 40 from three and then this year is garbage can.
Stevenson?
No, he came from the Pistons.
Oh, Stuckey?
Yeah, Stuckey.
Oh, yeah.
Stuckey shot like 40% from three and is shooting worse than he ever has, which is like 23% this year. So I think that for me to be like, yeah, this wasn't just a weird one of those Hallelujah seasons for me to be like, okay, this player is actually this caliber. I need to see two seasons of it. But that's only for me to know. I figure DeMar Carroll is probably as good as he really is. But I'm not willing to say, yeah, DeMar Carroll is as good as he was last year when he's only done it for 1 year and now he's on a new team.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that'll be really interesting to watch, and it will give a lot of interesting rotation options for Dwayne Casey to ignore because he can switch between the three and the four effectively.
Here's the one thing with the Raptors. The one thing with the Raptors that I think is fun. Is fun.
I take you don't have ums or is or stutters and stuff. You see, but like now we have to keep it.
That's just performance, man. I'm on stage improvising, making fun of myself all the time. This is just the redux. I'm trained.
Relux.
I'm habituated. Habitual
user.
What I think is fun is the Raptors are like, the Raptors are a professional wrestling team in the NBA in terms of the storyline that they're like just confronted with. This is like a straight
John Cena.
Well, it's not quite John Cena. That's the Warriors. Rick Flair. The Warriors, John Cena. Well, it's more like a Daniel Bryan, like the recent, like a couple years ago. There's a story. I don't know how much you guys follow in wrestling, but this guy Daniel Bryan was this little dwarfy looking man.
We're talking about this or this. We're talking about
John Cena.
Okay, so anyways, there's this little dwarfy looking guy, a small bearded man who's a vegan from like the Pacific Northwest. And he's like one of the best wrestlers in the world. He's a tiny dude, so like
now
he never
really
got
drunk. Now you really should be drug tested.
So anyways, he never really got his major shot. And a couple years ago, there's this big story about how he ended up beating all the big guys. He beat John Cena, the new Randy Orton. And the authority prevents him from being champion.
Who's the authority?
Like, just like
the
beat them?
Yeah.
In like real wrestling? Like
That is real wrestling.
Hey, look. Those dudes take hits. That shit hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Have you seen the movie The Wrestler?
Yeah, it's like
Dark.
It's like
dude,
the
Dark
movie. But anyways, at WrestleMania 30, is what I'm getting to, you know, he has to fight Triple H, beats Triple H, and afterwards he has to fight Randy Orton and Batista to get the championship. Hmm. And that's like what the Raptors are looking at. If this were a wrestling story,
okay,
they'd win the title. They'd be like, first, we have to beat LeBron James. They'll do that this Sunday at WrestleMania. And then in the main event, I don't care if it's the Spurs or the Warriors. Steph or Tim, doesn't matter. They're going to eat the finisher. We the North, baby. Hallelujah. But it's a wrestling story. But that's a wrestling story. That's not a basketball story. Like, it would be cool. It would be interesting. And it would be fun to see. But there's just no way. They're just going to get buzzsawed by the Cavs. And if by some miracle they don't get buzzsawed by the Cavs, they will be atom bombed into oblivion by the Warriors. And the Warriors somehow lose. Whoever beat the Warriors will just eat the shit out of the Raptors like some kind of larger dinosaur.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Yeah. I kind of agree with you, man. I just don't see them doing it all this year.
You know, the story...
Oh, yeah, it's not likely, but...
The story
like,
and the think pieces write themselves. But
it's
just never going
to
happen.
Think about... I mean, dude, if they... could add Horford conceivably, man. That totally changes that team, I think.
Yeah, I mean, next season...
I think that really upgrades them a lot.
Gallo.
Next season could be
Gallo.
Okay, and
sure.
This is why... Look, I think you're right. I think you're right if they don't make that win-now move that, you know, brings it all together and stuff. What I think is really interesting to think about, too, is, like, the possibility of them bringing in Marquise for free, right? Because he's going
to
be free.
Right, that's what I was about to ask you. Is like, do you think that if they don't make moves, that this offseason they'd be pretty primed to like, just fill in the gaps drafting free agents, right?
But yes and no, because if they want to bring in a player who's as good as Al Horford, you know, it either needs to be sort of, you know, disgruntled or rebuilding type thing, right? Or, to me, if they're going to bring in someone like Kevin Durant, which, go read my article... I wrote it, I think, before the season started.
Yeah, you gave me a lot of actually surprisingly convincing reasons why that could conceivably.
I might read those profit notes.
I don't think he's going to Toronto.
I don't think he's going to leave AC.
I don't think he's going to leave AC. I think the Golden State. I don't think he's going to go. The Wizards.
I can see him doing the
Wizards had this chance this season where it was
the hashtag loyalty.
Them being like, we're going to be pretty good. Watch as we build a team that can be pretty good and show we can adapt the league. And then it was like they drove a car into a brick wall.
Wait, the Wizards?
Yeah, like they had this opportunity.
Yeah, the Wizards
like,
fucking suck, guys.
They had this opportunity to like showcase for Kevin Durant, like we're a place to come, like blah, 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 blah. Like they had the pieces and they just and every...
Like they set up for a really
they
big
just
party
shat,
and nobody came.
They just shat the rug in the biggest way.
And they ran out of beer at the wedding.
Yeah, and it maybe I'll write about the Wizards.
Did you see that Kevin Durant last time? Yeah, okay, so he went to Washington, right? And it was like, those people are being disrespectful by trying to get me to their own players. So last time he went, he got booed instead. Howard Beck.
Rain like 35 on.
So much for Wizards fans wooing Durant. They're booing whenever he touches the ball. Oh my god.
There goes that.
Oh my god.
I don't think he'll really go to DC, to be honest.
It's hard to imagine, given all the things he said.
Yeah, well, I mean, he'll probably stay.
He's pretty ride or die, I feel like.
I don't know. I think that.
Well, I think he's kind of put himself in a position where he kind of has to be, because he's been so, like, he just said so much shit.
I feel like
he just said so much, like,
we should get back to the Raptors.
I love OKC.
No, well, we sort of are talking about the Raptors because I think that he... Okay, what I think I wrote, right?
Tangentially related.
I think what I said... the tangents are like literally what
that's this whole show.
Kevin Durant tangentially related.
Oh. Pun gun time.
Saying the basketball jokes, mate.
Oh, yes. I think what I wrote, right, and if I didn't write it, and this is what I think, was that I think he'll stay in OKC, but if he leaves, I think it will be to Toronto to hang out with Drake.
He leaves, it'll be Golden State.
Dude.
You should hang out with E40 in Golden State.
Let me...
Yup.
Nope.
There's a lot of cool people in Golden State. It's really good. Really nice
even
place.
Nope.
San Francisco's a lovely
city. Yup.
There's a song that I heard that it's this dude switched the ups and nopes. It's so funny.
Note from Prophet. There has never and may never be a better time to make a win now move for the roster as currently constructed. And then 1 through 13, blah, blah, blah. 13 is Toronto would be the best fit for Durant, in my opinion. If Toronto pulls off a successful win-now move, it would help make the case to Durant a great deal.
I mean the best roster for Durant.
What? The offense caters to superstar to create in the half court. 2. Small ball lineup would be Lowry, DeRozan, Durant, Carroll, and Valanciunas. Speaking of Carroll, he would cover the difficult wing matches defensively. DeRozan and Lowry are fantastic off-ball. Slower pace and half-court sets would be less fatiguing for Durant. And an example of that is Lowry and DeRozan play tons of minutes right now because they can do it, given the pace. Drake is from the 6, and he could swag out with him all the time.
You get a lot of swagging out.
7, Toronto is turning into a basketball Medina, which I thought was funny. And they're hosting the All-Star this year, which is good case for free agents, showcase for free agents. Real subtle, man.
Sorry. Click, click.
The top of the East has been weak, so LeBron has made the finals every year without competition. That could be Durant instead. Management and ownership in Toronto is great, as opposed to OKC and their shit lords. Toronto has infinitely more roster flexibility contractually, and they didn't just sign Cantor to a max deal. Coaching staff isn't shit, which the Thunder have occasionally been. They have a happy and healthy lock. They have a healthy and a happy locker room, and they have roster depth.
Okay, but here's why he's going to go to Golden State. It's really simple.
Steph Curry.
So imagine that death lineup, right, that you're talking about in the car.
Uh-huh.
And then imagine Harrison Barnes. Instead of Harrison Barnes, it's Kevin Durant. And then, like, that's the only argument I really feel like needs to be made for why.
Well, but Iguodala wouldn't be there either. So the death lineup would have to have, like, Brandon Rush.
Whatever, some, like, guy who can play D on the wing and can barely shoot would be fine. So, like, so with, like, a Pet Rock.
Well,
the lineup would be outrageous.
You'd like to think that, okay? But the problem is Harrison Barnes and Iguodala have to go if Durant comes.
Or they can do Bogut.
And the thing that's so scary about that death lineup is that everyone is a threat.
So get rid of Bogut and Iguodala and keep Barnes.
But Barnes is about to sign a max. They could get rid of Bogut and Barnes and keep Iguodala.
They're going
to
sign. Azealia's
going to be a better Bogut in like a year or two.
I think that the discussion about whether or not the Warriors should do that is interesting because conventional wisdom would be like, it's fucking Kevin Durant. But,
yeah.
I mean, if the Warriors thought that way, then they would have gotten Kevin Love.
I don't think so, because Kevin Love doesn't fit with what they do as well as Kevin Durant does. Kevin Love's not a long limb.
But do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but Kevin Love's not a long limb defensive player the way that Kevin Durant is. Kevin Love is the antithesis.
He has really short wings.
He's the antithesis. He's like the
tiny wingspan. He's like a T-Rex.
Yeah,
he's like the T-Rex in that movie, Meet the Robinsons, right? Like, there's that kid hiding in the corner. He's like, I got a big head, but little arms.
I don't have a soundbite of that.
unfortunately.
I should have that for my soundboard.
You gotta save that.
If there's anyone from the Austin area who does soundboarding,
wants to be our sound guy.
Yeah, and knows about basketball, we've got some really good soundboards I've been putting together.
It doesn't look that way. You don't look like yourself, bro. You look slower. You look softer. You don't look like you've got an ounce of aggression in your body right now. Something's wrong.
I need to make this into something, though.
And if that's the case, everybody's got to go.
I mean, everybody's got to go.
Give a damn who it is.
Everybody's got to go. Obviously, everybody's got to go.
Yeah, that's the...
Oh, dude, the stunt rocks. This is really good.
Good Lord have mercy. I couldn't believe when I read this. Let me repeat that last sentence.
Okay, anyways.
Right, is there anything else about the Raptors you want to say?
There's a lot about the Raptors I want to say. I feel like there's a lot we haven't talked about. Right?
Okay.
We can do an intermission if you're tired.
Yeah, you want
to could use a break.
We're gonna do a couple lines and we'll be right back.
No, we're not. Mom, I promise.
I am going to slow this thing.
I'll do it. I'll smoke too.